Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's some indicators, of the slowdown that are of this most recent time that aren't just carryovers, but I do think that the economy was slowing down anyway. All right, we got him. Christopher Ruddy, CEO of Newsmax, joining us here in Brian & Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good. I wish we had more time. I have a hard out at 9, but first of all, congrats on the offering. I do have to ask you, you're a loyal St. John's grad. Are you involved with Patino and the NIL stuff? Like, are you a supporter?
I love St. John's, but I'm not active over there.
Okay.
But I am one of the alumni of the great university.
You know, about the Newsmax, in terms of the proceeds from selling shares, does that go right into operations? Or some investors take money off the table?
Really good. Yeah, good question. You know, Newsmax went public on the New York Stock Exchange March 31st. It's been a huge success. The market, as you know, is going sideways. We're up over 100%, the Newsmax shares. Symbol is NMAX, N-M-A-X, and it's doing really well. I think because the American people support what we're doing, we detail what we're doing with the money. We raised $300 million in the IPO and the pre-IPO, and we detail that on a website we have called NewsmaxInvest.com, NewsmaxInvest.com, and have a lot of SEC filings people should read, but really detail how we think we're the news revolution, taking back the media in this country, which we really need to do.
How do you characterize your niche? Is it a little to the center from Fox News, or like where do you put it on the spectrum?
Well, niche, suggests it's a small number. You know, Nielsen said we're number 4 in cable news. In the first quarter of this year, we reached 34 million Americans, up 50% from last year.
Maybe I misspoke. What's your window? Like, where are you accessing?
Well, we always say we're independent news with a conservative perspective. And it's basically anyone center-right in the United States, middle or center-right, independent or conservative values and American values we champion. And Fox News will say, well, what's the difference between you and Fox? Well, just check us out on cable or a streaming channel. It doesn't take you much to look it up and look at us for 5 minutes or to go to our website, newsmax.com, and you'll see huge difference. And I think what we're seeing is the numbers show that a lot of those people that are making the switch are really coming over to our side and they stick with us.
And you're live even on the weekends on certain day parts, correct?
24/7, we have news. We're not live all the time, nor is Fox or CNN, but we have very comprehensive news coverage. For instance, we have a whole team in Rome covering the Vatican. We're with the president all the time. Any speeches or rallies he gives or any meetings, we have very comprehensive coverage. And Reuters Institute said we're one of the top 12 media brands in the United States now. News media.
It's funny because I almost took a job at the Tribune Review in 2002, and this sort of was this whole thing was born out of your relationship in Pittsburgh, at least what I read, and it's grown to what it is today. I'm curious, do you still talk to the president with any regularity? And
oh yeah, I've been friends with him for almost 30 years. We speak a lot, and I see him a lot. And we talk about things that aren't always political, but we have been talking about the tariffs and other policies. And, you know, I think he's on the right track. We just need to give him a little more time. They're not giving him any time. The media doesn't want to give him any time.
Listen, I have to go. Maybe next time you talk to him, see if he'll come on my show, maybe for a few minutes.
Well, I was great talking to you, and thank you for all your support.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.